Good morning. Welcome to St. John's. Eric is on vacation today, so I'm stuck with you, or someone said the 8 o'clock service. You're stuck with me, but it's also I'm stuck with you. However you want to take it. Happy 2023. I assume that you're at the late service, so you all stayed up till midnight, right? Saw the new year. Who's already broken their New Year's resolutions? No? So we're celebrating the New Year's today, but also it's still the Christmas season, the decorations are up. It's the eighth day of Christmas, if you're keeping track. On the eighth day of Christmas, what'd we get? Eight maids of milk. Okay. If you'll see in the bulletin, Christmas teardown, everyone's favorite thing, is on Saturday. Those who can make it Saturday morning will start taking it down and get the sanctuary back to its normal look. Also on page 8 of your bulletin has information on the annual meeting, which will be 2 Sundays from now, on January 15th, and that will be a one service Sunday at 10 a.m., so if you come at 10:30, you'll be walking late. 10 a.m. The nomination ballot is listed. One addition for deaconess is Nancy Root. But as of now, those are that's the nomination ballot for that Sunday. No other announcements I have. We'll begin our worship when hearing God's word from the book of Isaiah.
Our opening scripture does come from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Let's pray together. Almighty Father, Lord our God, we have assembled here together to praise you and worship you, to give you all honor and glory. And Lord, we've come together anticipating a word from you that we might experience your presence and know you a little bit better. Father, we have seen your glory. We've seen the beauty of your light in the Christmas season. We just pray that that might continue to be with us in our fellowship today, that your light would be on us and that we would be radiant with the joy of your word, that we might share it with others as we go forth. Thank you for being with us today and for loving us so perfectly. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to rise as you are able. We'll have a call to worship done responsively. You can find that in your bulletin or on the screen above. Congregation, what is your source of comfort and encouragement?
Our God is the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
With joy, receive these words of greeting from God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Praise, O children of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
loving Lord, for you hear our voices, you hear our cry for mercy.
How can we repay the Lord for all his goodness to us?
We will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. We will fulfill our vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Amen.
We join together in our opening hymn, hymn number 97, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Let us join together in our unison prayer of confession.
Lord of Lords, Light of Lights, we confess that though you call us to display your light in this world by loving one another, we often choose to walk in darkness, ignoring the needs of others, and living in selfishness instead of love. What's more, instead of living in love and gratitude for you, our most merciful Heavenly Father, we neglect our duty to worship you with all our heart, strength, and soul, and fail to praise you as the source of every good thing we have. Forgive us, Father, and grant your spirit of love to live in our hearts, that we might be renewed in love for you and our fellow man. Amen.
Hear these words of assurance. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him.
We respond with our hymn, hymn number 52, O God, our help in ages past.
O God, our help in ages past.
I invite you to greet each other in the peace of Christ. I'll invite any children who are here together for our children's message together. Jude, you saved the day because I didn't know if it was just going to be my kids. And I was like, do you give a kid's message if it's just your kids? And we can do it at home, right? You know. You guys maybe need it too. If you maybe noticed in your house, we're at the end of our calendar, right? The old calendar comes off, and the new calendar comes up, right? And if I look at, for example, December, there is almost something written in every single one of those boxes. December is busy, right? But also, if you go back to November, it's full, and there's lots of things there written as well. And you can go back through your calendar. If you write on your calendar, you can go back, and you can look at everything that happened over the year. Maybe plans you had that got canceled, or fun things that happened, like a birthday. And you're older, you see a birthday is like, maybe that wasn't such a nice thing. I'm older. Maybe you see that you had a party at school, or maybe there was something sad like a funeral. But you can go through your calendar and see everything that's happened. And you can say, whatever happened that year, the good and the bad, blessed be the Lord. In the book of Job, Job had a lot of horrible things happen to him, not a lot of good things. And he said, the Lord gives. He gives me things. The Lord also takes things away from me. May the name of the Lord be praised, or blessed be the name of the Lord, right? No matter what happens, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, on the new calendar, a new calendar is completely blank. There's nothing there. I don't know what's going to happen in 2023. We don't know what's going to happen in 2023. We can guess. We can write in birthdays like we... Those might happen. But other than that, it's all open. It hasn't happened yet, right? And so we can pray when we look at the blank calendar, pray, Lord, fill it with good things. And if bad things happen, blessed be your name. And maybe we can find time to serve the Lord more or read his word more or just pray for his guidance because as of now, it's empty. So we can look at our calendars and say thank you. And look at our new ones and say, guide us, right? So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the last year, the good and the bad. Blessed be your name in all things. And Lord, we ask that you would guide us in the new year to come, that we may see you at work. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. We come now together as a whole congregation, bringing our prayer requests, those written in our bulletin, those on our hearts and minds before our Heavenly Father's throne. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we indeed thank you for this last year. We thank you for all the blessings you have produced in our own lives and the blessings of this congregation.